You are listening to the Postcast, presented by the Locked On Senators Podcast, following a 4-2 loss on home ice to the New York Islanders. I'm Ross Levitan, alongside Atlaleems Martian, breaking this one down. Pilsy's off, but Martian, I'm going to throw you the hardest question I've got. What the hell happened tonight?
The power play not being very good at all tonight. 1-for-6 is not going to cut it with this group when you have the all-star power that we do. And you're going to get probably the most dejected version of Alims Martian that you're going to see here tonight, because I am not impressed at all with the record in the last 10 games here for this team. It is just, it's getting sad. It's getting really hard to watch. And I mean, let's face it here. They need a win more than anything in the world, and they're just not able to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, how about backing up one win with another? Because the chips will fall in your direction
every
while. There's 82 game season, but it's about stringing them together. And right now, the only thing they can string together is loss after loss after loss. Now, 1-8-1 in its last 10 games is Ottawa. Now, in tonight's game, the scoring started midway through the first period. I'm a mush. My lookout player from this morning's Locked On Senators, Oliver Wahlstrom, just rips one on the power play. And how ironic that it was a power play goal. And let me get to it. But 1-0 for the Islanders after the first period. Lee and Barzal get the assists. Then Batherson ties it up. Let's get into this situation where it's a questionable call on Ross Johnson. I think we could be fair and admit that. It's just kind of a pushing and shoving by both guys in front of the bench. And yep. Sure, one's an enforcer who's been around the league. The other guy's 20 years old. But I don't know if I'd give him that. However, that high stick on Brady Tkachuk, that may as well have been 5 in a game. The ferocity of with that stick came up. He gets a 4 minutes. So Ottawa's on a 5-on-3 for 40 seconds and then a 4-minute power play. They convert on one, but the fact that they can't get another is absolutely wild. How did you think that situation played out?
Well, and the one that they scored was on a 5-on-3. So, like, it wasn't even a regular power play. But as far as the officiating goes and the penalties that they were getting, I think that the Pinto one was almost a bit of a makeup call, I think, for the Austin Watson call, which I think was a really soft call. Pinto got crushed in the corner in the first period, and that could have easily been a penalty and wasn't. So there was a lot of questionable, you know, officiating happening in the game all night, I felt like. But you got to score when you get your chances, Ross. That's the only thing. I don't even care how the power play happens. You got your five questionably, you know, arguably your biggest weapons on the ice for 2 minutes, almost 2 minutes, 1.5 minutes at certain points, right? And they're just not getting the job done. They're really not even getting a whole ton of quality looks. I don't really know what to say, buddy. I honestly don't know where to go with it, because it's demoralizing as a fan, and it's got to be demoralizing for them as a team. This is again a game where they lost. In it, you know, other than empty netters, they lost by one. So all their losses this year have been that's the case. They either lose by one or they lose by two with an empty netter. So, I mean, they're keeping it close, but they're just not able to finish.
Yeah, it's a cruel statistic at being friendly about it. Tim Stützle and Claude Giroux get the assists on Batherson's goal. Giroux extending his point streak to 9 games. Certainly he has been anything but the issue for this team. Yeah. However, the tie game didn't last long, because you mentioned it. So Batherson scores on the 5-on-3. Then right after the 4-minute penalty expires, just a cheeky little bounce. Noah Dobson off of Holden, then off of Hamonic into the back of the net. It's 2-1 for the Islanders going into the third period, where the Senators were 0-5-1 coming into tonight after 40 minutes. And if you go back to last year as well, they are 3 wins.
33 losses or something?
Well, we got to add up to 5 for this one. 38 losses. 3-38-1 when trailing after 2 periods. This team just cannot overcome it. It's wild. It's wild. And you know what else is wild? Jean-Gabriel Pageot scoring in the third period.
That was a lock.
His third goal in 3 trips to Ottawa. Have a homecoming, kid. He makes it 3-1. At that point, I'm pretty demoralized. Then, as they've done plenty of times this year, they give us hope. Claude Giroux, a beautiful play from Brady Tkachuk, backhand feed right onto his tape, crashing the net, and he made no mistake. Giroux's 8th of the season. assist to Tkachuk and Timmy. So two assists for Timmy tonight. But then Brock Nelson puts it away with the empty net. I actually like the way they were working the puck around with 6-on-5, but then...
Ross, they didn't give me any hope. You said they gave us hope in this one. Right. I mean, I learned my lesson at this point with this team. We've got, you know, we've got their identity figured out. They've been doing this all year. They give us that little glimmer of like, oh, are they going to come back? And previously in the games, I've said, yeah, that's going to give us hope. But not tonight. I knew they weren't going to be able to do it. That's just who they are right now as a group. And to me, it all points right to the behind the bench. And I'm sorry. I don't usually go here. And I hate calling for a guy's job. But this team needs a shakeup so bad that even if it's you don't think it's DJ Smith's coaching that is causing them to lose, they need something to light a fire under their butts and get them going. And teaching them how to play a more defensive game, I think, is going to go a long way. I don't think that the fun uncle thing is going to work anymore with this group. They're having a good time, obviously, in the locker room amongst each other. That's all well and good, but it's going to dry up pretty quick early in the year when you have a handful of wins in the first 20 games, which is what we're looking at here, basically.
The Ottawa Senators power play goes 1-for-6. Dude. They gave up half as many power plays and they lost the special teams battle. My key to victory tonight was win the special teams battle. They gave up 2 power play goals. They scored 1. They had 6 opportunities. It's just unbelievable the way this team is shooting themselves in the foot and the way that Pierre Dorion is just kind of sitting on his hands. And I don't know how much I blame him because you know other GMs can smell blood in the water. They're like, hey, all right, you want to make a deal? Give us your futures, basically. And at this point, like, you're not giving away that 2023 first round pick. There's no chance.
You know, that's what people are calling for, because at this point it's looking like it's going to be a lotto pick. So, I appreciate Dorion's patience with all of this. And I think that, you know, making a move reactionary to, you know, the defense being a little banged up is a big mistake, especially when there's blood in the water, right? I think it's Jeff Merrick who has that classic line. And I think he said it on the 32 Thoughts podcast recently, where GMs in the league, they look at a team like Ottawa, the situation that they're in right now, and they're looking for help, right? They're in the water. And other GMs in the league do not throw life preservers for the other struggling GMs. They throw anvils. And luckily to this point, up until now, you know, they've avoided those anvils, but I wouldn't be surprised if Dorion bites on something here soon, because, I mean, something's got to give. To me, I think the easy move for him to make would be a coaching change. And we don't know the implications with, like, any of the ownership stuff and things like that and how that would play into things. I know that maybe that's not the right time to make a coaching change. But on the ice, you got to make a change. Something needs to change.
Yeah, let us know in the comments as well what you think needs to be done with this Ottawa Senators team, because 1 win in their last 10 games. Like, let's call a spade. This is not working. And I think case in point was Travis Hamonic getting the A left vacant from Thomas Chabot. And I saw people being like, is that really where we're at? And then you look around, like, they're going to give it to a defenseman, of course. So you have one guy, but, like, it's him or Nick Holden. And I know, like,
The thing is, why? Like, do you need to have it on a defenseman? No, not, you don't really. There's no, like, real good reason for that. You still have forwards on the ice all the time. Like, give it to a guy like DeBrincat, and maybe that'll make him do something out there too, right? Like, he's got a lot of experience in the league, and I think he's a good, like, fit for the core and the eight. I just, to me, like, culturally, giving it to Hamonic doesn't make sense, and giving it to Holden at this point doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me either. I would love, like, if a guy like Josh Norris was in the lineup, I have no question in my mind that it probably would have gone to him. Unless what you're saying about them putting it on the back end is a thing.
I think it is. I think every team has one defenseman that wears it. I can be wrong. I can't think of a team. Oh, maybe Boston, now that I think about it. Anyways, we'd have to crunch the numbers.
Yeah, maybe there's probably one or two teams who don't have it on the back end as well, right? Like, just give it to the guys who fit the culture and the leadership group, right?
And the point is, though, that their back end was such a joke tonight. Like, just in terms of the characters that are on there. And, like, JVD did what he could. I actually thought he was probably one of the better players, and he was in a bit of an elevated role out there with the 6-on-5. And at what point, like, I've actually liked overall, and Brännström didn't love his penalty tonight, but I actually have, like, not minded his game. But at what point does an offensive defenseman have to put up points? This guy's got 2 points in 15 games, and they're both assists. And if you go back to last year, he had 8 assists in the last 39 games of last year. Like, he's an offensive defenseman that doesn't contribute offensively.
He doesn't produce. I don't know. I don't understand how he still holds that tag. Like, I guess you could kind of call him an offensive defenseman because he's like a breakout guy, and like that's kind of – and he's a skater.
He is. He's a breakout guy.
And
he's very good at skating the puck from his own goal line to neutral ice and then chipping it in like DJ wants him to.
Yeah, it's almost like I wouldn't even call it an offensive defenseman, right? You'd call – well, obviously you wouldn't because he doesn't produce any points. But if,
he's never scored
if what he does is skate the puck out of the zone, then he's like a – he's like a good skating defensive defenseman in the new age, right? He doesn't defend the way you imagine a guy playing defense in the NHL, but I guess he gets the job done. But, I mean, you can't call him a defensive defenseman either because he is sometimes a bit of a liability out there in his own end as well. So – I don't know what he is. He's so like enigmatic to me. Like I want to love him, and he does a lot of great stuff out there. But the great stuff he does doesn't really result in anything great.
Yeah, it just seems like it looks good, and then all of a sudden it's nothing. It's
somebody awful. Nick Spence says he's Carl Rakunic. That's actually kind of funny.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I was pretty young when Rakunic was on the Sens, but I do remember him quite well. But like, yeah. Carl Rakunic had a booming shot, though, so I think that's – and a bit of size. That's probably what Branstrom's lacking.
Rest in peace. I want to say he was on that Yaroslav.
He was, yeah. Well, just a quick side story. I saw him fight Mario Lemieux behind the net. I was like five rows up. That was a crazy moment. I got to see Lemieux getting a scrap, and it was with Carl Rakunic. But anyways.
Danny just stole my stat here. Eric Branstrom, 2 goals in 131 games now, Danny, because he didn't score tonight either. And one of those goals, if you remember, against Calgary
was center ice.
From center ice. And I want to say he scored both goals in that game. If not, it was like the game before or the game after.
It might have been the game after. I think it was the game before the one where he scored from center ice, because he scored the game before and then he scored again like very shortly after. Probably, I think it was in Calgary or something like that.
And people are saying, like, he's a puck-moving D-man, but, like, if you move the pucks to the right positions, won't you pick up assists just by proxy? Like, by being in the right place at the right
time? He's a puck-moving D-man who's not a facilitator offensively. Like, that's so weird.
It's just strange.
You hit a guy on the rush, you'd think they'd go up and score at some point.
Yeah, it's strange. And another good point, Will says, like, he's got a bit of a muffin for a shot on the point. And, like, that's what's missing on their power play. When Norris is out, I know, that's a big gap, but then you have to bring it on the other side. Giroux's creating, doing all he's doing. Timmy looks good on the power play. Batherson obviously scores on a great shot, but they are missing that shooting threat from the top of the umbrella. They just don't have it. And it's like, they don't have a shot. They don't have it with Branstrom. Sanders.
Who's got the biggest shot on the back end? Hamonic.
Yeah, and he can't hit the
side. Can't put him there.
Dude, you see his clapper tonight where it was like a 3-on-1 rush and he hit like the boards in the corner. It was like that joke meme that CeCe shot where he was like that far out. Yeah. It was wild to see. At least CeCe was on like his one-timer side. Hamonic shot across his body and across the net like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable. So something has to give here, whether it's with acquiring a guy who can shoot the puck or at least like contribute, because right now like a few of these one goal losses have been facades. Like the Vegas game was not really a one goal game. It was a score effect down 5-1. They score a few.
Yeah.
There's a few where I can say they've deserved better. That Tampa game was not a one goal game by the way they played. The Florida game. Like it's wild. And Buck made a good point. We're going to get to it in just a second, but right now teams are trying to rob Pierre Dorion. You don't want to get robbed, though. That's why at home you need Simply Safe. Simply Safe is the one-stop shop. It's actually America's number one rated home security system. You can get it for 50% off right now. It's their biggest offer of the year. You don't want to miss it. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology. This is exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real. So don't miss your chance. I recommend it. Get 50% off new Simply Safe system, simplysafe.com/URL today. This is their biggest discount of the year. Don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/LockedOnNHL. simplysafe.com/LockedOnNHL. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right, getting a good laugh right here, Nick Spence. Is Shea Weber healthy enough to make an impact? You know what? We're calling up Jacob Larson tonight, who was a dash 10 in 12 AHL games.
He didn't look very good either tonight, did he, Ross?
Bottom of the barrel when it comes to acquiring NHL talent on the back end. And I want to get to a lot of these comments as well. Like Austin Watson, I bet you. So here's kind of how we can thread this together. If DJ Smith is fired, Austin Watson no longer has a job on this team. Guarantee it.
I believe you would probably be correct about that because what he's doing out there is not a good thing. I mean, he's almost a momentum killer when he goes out and decides to drop the gloves with a guy who, you know, says, "Hey, Austin, do you want to go?" And then he does it, and he's won one fight in his time as a Sen. That's what I'll say. I've seen him win one, and I'll give him that. The rest of them, I don't know how many there have been. Probably close to 20, if not more. He either falls over or gets punched in the face too many times. That's how it goes, right? Like, he's not good at fighting. He does block the occasional shot, I'll say that, and that does...
He blocked the shot, and the rebound went in the back of the net.
I know, that's what I was going to say. He does occasionally block the shot, and it can lead to momentum that way, but, I mean, for anyone can block a shot.
Yeah, you just have to... You have to have the wherewithal, and, like, that fourth line is not giving us any momentum. Remember the game we went to against Boston? Like, they were creating. They were making things interesting in the offensive zone, forechecking. Cassie had a goal, like, There's something wrong right now with a lot of the lines, but to single out the fourth line, the one that plays the least, is a little redundant, but they're not contributing anything right now. I haven't even noticed Parker Kelly. The shift disturber. We haven't seen him disturb anybody in the last
month. Least early in the season, they were banging a ton of bodies, right? And they were actually doing something out there for us. But I mean, last like at least 10, 15 games, they've been very quiet. Even Kastelic, right? Like, He's kind of not looking great either right now. I mean, they got some dogs down in Belleville right now who I would love to see mixed in the lineup, right? Like Crookshank and Ridley Gregg. Like, those are two guys right there who will bring a little pop, you know it, in their first few NHL games, right? So
to me, it's they're chasing the play every shift. Like, at no part of the game are they creating the tempo that's going to do the next best thing, It's just like, they are just chasing it, and it is tough to watch. But again, they're so close, but so far they outshoot the Islanders 38-35, but with the caveat that 11 of their 38 shots came on the power play. 11 of their 38 shots. Martian, you want me to compare that?
Yeah, do it.
The Islanders scored twice on four shots on their power plays.
Holy moly. What a percentage.
Yeah, so they've got a 50% shooting on their power play in Ottawa. Not a math guy, but that's under 10% on theirs. Something needs to change. That's where I'm at. Like, enough's enough. The next 10 games were the most important. Those were Pierre Dorion's words. They're what now? We got to get the official count.
1-3, 1-3-1 since he said that, or 1-2-1, I guess.
It was before the Vancouver game, right?
Right.
Because they got home, and then the questions started coming. He was at home. It was when they diagnosed Josh Norris not needing surgery.
Yeah, that was it.
Ooh-wee. Yeah.
Do we have any standouts tonight, Ross?
I got one, and Claude Giroux deserves better than what he's been getting from his teammates this time around. Like, that whole line, and Timmy, again, still a bit of a work in progress, but that top line, and I'll leave obviously a standout for you. I'll just take Claude Giroux, 9-game point streak, and he just has, and obviously I'm trying to think of a way to say this where I'm not directly saying he's Daniel Alfredson, but he has that je ne sais quoi when he's on the ice where he can slow the pace down, but you're not worried that he's going to lose the puck because of it. Like, you're not worried that somebody's going to get on. He just controls tempo so well. And he's got finish, he's got flash, he's got substance. He's the real deal that we're getting right now with Claude Giroux. And on this 9-game streak, he had a goal and assist tonight. So he's up to, where are we at now? He's up to 13 points on this 9-game streak. Super impressive for Claude.
Yeah, 100%. You're bang on with that, Ross. He's been really good, and you said it earlier, but like, with this team struggling, he's the last reason that they're struggling. He's been Mr. Consistent all year long, steady Eddie, doing his thing out there. He is as advertised. So very happy to have him part of the team. But holy crap, he's got three more years to go here. He might want a few more wins, right? I think signing here, he expected more. So it'd be nice for them to be able to turn it around, especially for him. My standout, Ross, is I'm going back to the old well here. That's my boy, favorite player, Brady Tkachuk. And, you know, he had two assists tonight. He was a mule out there. Heavy minutes, 21-46. He was in the dot, six shots on goal. He's banging bodies, doing his thing. I think he got credit for one hit. Probably not that. He probably had a few more bumps around out there, I think, than just the one. He always leaves his mark on a game. And I love seeing his frustration on the bench when things aren't going his way, because it usually leads to him doing something the very next shift. And in this case, it did again, right? Where Timmy and him, he was open on the 2-on-1 there. Timmy kind of cut back into traffic, made a bit of a mistake, I think, there. And then Tkachuk, you know, was slamming doors on the bench. And then two shifts later, he goes out and scores a goal, or sets up Giroux, sorry. So love to see him, you know, using his emotions to his advantage. That's what he does. I would love to see, you know, the team kind of respond to the game the way he does.
We'll get into this more on the Locked On Senators podcast, where we've got your team every day. We're going to do a quick after dark because we want to get to the Daniel Alfredsson ceremony. We've got on tape delay, of course, but great night, special night, but we see some frustration in the chat. So let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and answer a couple of those questions. You are listening to the Locked On Senators postcast, your team every day.